As for the right wing, I would like you to clarify a little bit who the right wing is and what drives these concerns. Are those real ideological positions? I sometimes get the impression that it is very much think tank driven, and if you follow the money, you end up at certain sources which may not be philosophical in nature, but have motives that are more down to earth.
I think the right wing has different elements in it. There's not a single right wing. One part of the right wing would be the fundamentalist Christians, who are not bad people. They really are not. There's a tendency, again, for the left to dismiss the entire Protestant Catholic Church as being reactionary. Well, they're not. They're actually normal human beings who believe very deeply in their values. And I have to understand, as someone who's homosexual, that in dealing with the fundamentalist church, that my quote lifestyle, which is to say my own sexual identity, is horrifying to them. And there's no point in my getting angry about this or writing them off as subhuman. The need is to have some dialogue or discussion with them. That's a long, long process. But part of the right wing flows from the set of values within American Christian and Judeo-Christian culture. And it's not particularly reactionary in economic terms, but it is in terms of the drug war, for example, finds its roots in this system. The other one is the one you pointed to, the think tanks that are funded by the people who have an awful lot of money and are trying to find ways to push society in such a direction that those of us on the left have no room to maneuver. And I think we harm ourselves when we fall back on slogans, when we fall back on attacking everyone who disagrees with us as being a bigot, instead of seeing that during the Vietnam War, which is, I know, 25 years ago, but the working class which opposed us, no question, there was a huge gap between the peace movement and the working class. The working class didn't support that war, but it saw those of us who opposed it as being a college elite. They saw us as not respecting the American flag. We fell into an easy trap. Instead of reaching out to the working class directly and saying this war is not in your interests, we tended to, a number of the kids dismissed the working class, made fun of them. The same is true of the race question. If you let's be honest, a large number of working class whites are racist. Okay, what do? Not work with them? If you're trying to change the structure, you've got to reach out to them and point out that racism is one of the things that makes it possible for the business interests to divide and conquer. So you have to appeal to the practical interests of people. And I think a large chunk of what the right wing has done is to fund, through think tanks, those policies that are very appealing to people at a basic level and have driven the society toward repression. We've seen this with the militarization of the police to deal with urban violence, but it isn't just urban violence, it's also urban resistance to an unjust system. And we have to organize some think tanks of our own. I mean, look, on a question like school busing, we said in the beginning that everyone who opposed busing kids was racist. Well, you know, that's not quite true. Most parents, including African-American parents, want their kids to go to a school in their neighborhood. And instead of saying, you know, it's not so strange for parents to want to send their kids to a local neighborhood where they can go down and pick them up after school, and therefore the best thing is to diversify the housing. So to integrate the school through diversifying the housing, we fell into the trap of supporting busing. Now, decades after the busing began, we have found that it's rejected by the majority of people in the African-American community, and it's a failing process. We're back to the problem of schools that are not integrated, and we didn't have a good response going back decades. And so I fought the left for not hearing some of the real issues that did arise in our society as we underwent the first stages of the revolution in race relations, which is a long way from being resolved. But we didn't approach that in the thoughtful ways that I think would have made more sense.